Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Wednesday, March 5th. It is UDisc Course Growth Day, plus part two of our Champions Landing Report. How did this happen? We are the podcast that gets you caught up with disc golf growth and news in just 10 minutes. Also, thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends. The numbers keep ticking up. Our number one news story of the day, UDisc Activity Rounds. UDisc has introduced activity rounds as a new way to play. They count toward all your big historical totals, lifetime rounds, and courses played, and still include course maps and step counts. They'll even keep your weekly play streak alive. What they don't do? No score. Start a round just like always. When you get to the Customize Your Round page, toggle scoring round off. Put your phone away and just play. Relax and enjoy. UDisc will track your total time spent playing, your step counts and elevation. It'll let you use all the navigation on the course, and it will have front and center distance to pin on your smartwatch. Activity rounds count towards your overall history on UDisc, which means your personal map of courses played and total round counts will stay up to date. And lastly, they also will count your rounds so that local organizers can use this data to inform their parks and rec departments. Yes, the course is being used. A lot. Thank you, UDisc. Activity Rounds is a great addition. You don't always want to keep score. Our number two news story of the day, PDGA Renewal Drive. Renew now for your chance to win one of three baskets or six bags with a bunch of discs. Some back-of-the-napkin math shows there is well over $2,000 worth of stuff to win, plus you get 50% off your DGN subscription. And if you've already renewed, you'll be entered as well. Actually, with that big of an incentive, the 50% off DGN, basically you get all of your PDGA membership back via that one subscription. I wonder if the percentage of PDGA members that are actually competing is going to decrease, meaning some people would sign up just for the discounts. And of course, to support the PDGA. Link in the show notes. Our number three news story, Waco starts tomorrow. Get your picks in at skipace.com. And who thinks Anthony Barella is going to have his best finish ever at Waco? In 2019, he got 95th. In 2021, he got 45th. I personally am going to pick him to finish in the top 44 and have his best Waco ever. That little tidbit was from StatMando, as are these four tidbits from the A-tiers that happened this past weekend. At the Memorial, Anthony Barella shoots an 11-13 rated round. It's the fifth highest rated round ever. His 17-under ties Paul McBeth's 17-under that he shot at the same course in 2013. At the Cancer Playbook Open, Vainio Makkala gets his first U.S. win. Perhaps this is the year of the Europeans on the men's side also. At the Crush on the Concho, Bradley Williams extends his lead as the all-time winningest pro in Texas, taking down his 113th pro win in the state. And at the City of Mobile Championships, Matt Oram outlasted Ezra Robinson in a five-hole playoff, making four straight wins for Matty O at this event. Our next story, this one's going to be quick. Clash Discs has had the SALT PDGA approved. It is a wide-winged distance driver. And now for our most boring news report ever, PDGA insurance update. If you are a TD and run multiple events, you will want to listen. If you're not, I promise to never say anything this boring ever again. As a TD, you can get one certificate of insurance and list the course as a co-insured and have it be active for the entire year. This is huge. It'll save you $50 for each additional event you host at that park. It's a great little tweak by the PDGA for our tournament directors. For everybody who's not a TD, back to our regularly scheduled show. And our final news story of the day, the PDGA World's invite list has been updated. If you want to play in Am Worlds, Pro Worlds, or Junior Worlds, the invite lists are now updated. Link in the show notes. Get yourself there. Today is UDisc Course Growth Day. Last week, we saw 13 new courses put in the ground. Eight of them were in the United States. We had one put in the ground in Finland, Canada, Denmark, France, Australia, Belgium, and India got its first course. I expect that course is going to be busy as it services the 1.4 billion people in India. And now for part two of our report on Champions Landing, the new disc golf destination being developed by Jeremy Rusko. Question, how did this sale come about? A touch over a year ago, Jeremy Rusko attempted to purchase the Emporia Country Club. This was during the sale of Dynamic Discs and Dynamic Distribution to House of Discs. Jeremy was understandably not able to fully focus on the land purchase. The 24 decision makers at the town decided to sell it to, according to Jeremy, the, quote, old money of Emporia. The old money asked Jeremy to join their ownership group, which he declined, as he would only want to be involved as the majority owner. They renamed the property the Emporia Community Club and, according to Jeremy, lost half their members and ended up making it the opposite of a community club. Friends predicted that Jeremy would own the property within the next few years. Just be patient. Little did he know that the ownership transition would be so quick, although Jeremy does express a bit of aggravation as he ended up paying more due to the old money threat of selling to a developer from outside Emporia that wanted to make it into a residential subdivision. That brings us naturally to our next question. Is the price increase how the $500,000 forgivable loan came about? As the price seemed to be getting out of control, in Jeremy's opinion, he needed support from the city to feel good about the situation. Quoting Jeremy, "The city believes in me and what disc golf brings to Emporia, to the Emporia community, and was quick to come to the table with support. The requirement is to bid for a PDGA major every year and to host an A-tier or above event. Of course, they want the DGPT Elite Series Dynamic Disc Open to continue as an Elite Series tour stop. This is simply a way for the city of Emporia to hold me, quote, accountable and justify the forgivable loan." He then lists a rich history of premier events in Emporia, starting with 2013 AM Worlds, which had over 500 competitors. Since then, they have hosted five PDGA majors and have majors on the docket for 2024 and 2025. Namely Masters and Junior Worlds. Am I correct when I say that in order to meet the forgivable terms of the loan, Champions Landing must host one PDGA Major or Elite Series every year for 10 years? Is that correct? Jeremy's reply, yes. And he is confident that he will be able to host an A-tier or above every year. I would bet he is. He also mentions that he has a great team to host big events, and they like to rotate bids among the myriad of PDGA majors. Next question, what exactly did you buy? How much land is there? There is about 85 acres, including the clubhouse. They are currently building out a 100-seat restaurant and bar. They will have a banquet room that seats another 130 to host events and weddings and corporate functions. And to close it out, there will be a fine dining experience that seats about 80. Wow. Tomorrow we will talk long-term plans and find out if Jeremy is the king of Emporia. And that does it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the fin gap.